So, welcome to Porch Talk. We're sitting on my front porch. I'm Ted Tate, and I'm here with Cher Lee, who is another resident of Colonial Beach, who I don't know personally, so this will be new for me to find out who you are, but I know you're well-known in the community. Certainly, you're involved in the community, and a lot of people know your name. I usually start out by saying thank you for coming, and what brought you to Colonial Beach? Are you from here? Did you move here? How did you start out?
Oh, well, first of all, hi, Colonial Beach. I love you guys. I hope you're having a great day on our beach. I actually was a victim of Charlie, and my family moved to Slidell, Louisiana, and got hit by Katrina.
Oh, my goodness.
So we lost our homes, and we were homeless. And my dad and I got together and decided to move here. My sister lives in Fredericksburg, and my brother-in-law is head of security for the White House. So she said that they could maybe get him a job. So we moved here. And
get your dad a job.
Yes, get okay. My dad a job. And so we moved here. We actually moved to the Berg. And I felt clustered there. I wasn't comfortable. So we started to look further out, and we ran across Colonial Beach. And through the grace of God, we found a home here and decided to make this our home, which I thoroughly love. I happened to notice my first year here, a young man walking into the Dollar Tree, and he had no coat. And it was freezing. So I started a program called Coats for the Cold, where people would bring their coats to me, and I would set up in a spot, and they could either trade out their coat for a new one, one that fit, leave one, take one, whatever, as long as you have a coat.
Where did you do this?
This was right out of my home, and I used Hall's Supermarket a lot as a spot, because I was new. I didn't know anyone, really.
Right.
So I just kind of...
So you set up like in the foyer there of Hall's?
Right.
Just inside the door?
Or outside, either way.
Okay.
And because they gave me permission, and I really didn't know a whole lot of people, you know, and started out very small, you know, and then eventually, and a few years later, it picked up. And I was receiving so many clothes and donations that I was able to help the Richmond Homeless Shelter.
Oh, wow.
Dexter and I were taking...
You reached far.
Yep. Dexter and I from the beach filled a truck load full of clothes and coats and shoes and socks and took them to the Richmond Homeless in the park there.
Wow.
So that was a great outreach type of a thing. And then, of course, now somebody else is doing that, which is great. That took that off my plate, and I can focus more on the kids.
On the kids. So what was, I guess that was the next thing you went to then, to doing stuff
yes.
with kids?
Yes, that's exactly right. I didn't really know a whole lot of going without when I was a child. I, you know, my dad was a police officer, my mom was a dietitian. We did not go without often, if at all. So it wasn't until I lost everything I had.
That was a real lesson, wasn't it?
It was a very real lesson, yes, yes.
And so becoming homeless and then coming here and starting all over again.
I had to actually reach out and ask for help, because I didn't have... We had a case of water on the trailer when Dad pulled in, and the places that they put those victims were full of lice and terrible until they came out with the new trailers. And my dad lost his wife in Katrina. She had a heart attack or stroke, but we're not real sure, but it killed her. It was a really rough road, so it wasn't until all that opened up to me that I realized, hey, wait a second. Guess what? Other people, look at these other people around you needing help too. There's a great need for people to reach out to your brothers and sisters and just help. If you got to give a pair of shoes from 50 you own, then
what's
give,
the big deal?
Right, give them a. You see someone with some raggedy shoes or a coat that needs to be repaired, reach out. Just say, hey, wait a minute, and run in your house.
And so I'm curious, prior to these life-changing events that you went through, that wasn't really, was that really part of your makeup? You didn't, I mean, you weren't involved in a lot of giving and that sort of stuff before, it sounds like. This just opened your eyes and made you notice.
Oh, no, that's no.
Not true?
Okay. No, not true. It made me go in a different direction than where we were. What I was actually doing was, for 30 years, I put on a an impersonation show. I impersonated Cher, Patsy Cline.
Oh, my.
And I had Elvis and Michael Jackson, and Beale played Mary J. Blige. So I had quite an array of stars, and we have raised thousands and so we've helped over 100 different charities.
Where did you do these shows?
All over. We were all over Fredericksburg. We've been to Cobb Island. We were at Riverboat. We have been everywhere.
Wow.
We played in Florida. We played in Wisconsin.
So was this before Katrina?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All this in when I was doing it, I was still doing the shows when we were hit. This has been like a 30-year process in my life, the shows. I actually have a Marilyn Monroe that did the shows that will be here for the Beach Fest. And we have helped millions. We've helped people get, you know, all kinds of stuff. Body parts, cancer. We helped. I was actually honored by the Vice President and Bob from Operation Helmet with a medal.
Wow.
They honored me with a medal for our show, helping Operation Helmet.
And are you still doing that show?
No. I have retired from that.
not Cher anymore, huh?
Right. Well, I play around.
Cher playing Cher.
Right. I play around with Cher every now and then and give everybody a little bit and pieces, but mostly it was very strenuous when you have to count on a lot of different lives to come together to perform, and there's a lot of back stuff that had to be done, and it got to be where I needed to retire. It was getting very hard.
And yet you say retire, and it sounds like retire from the show busy stuff and everything. And yet here you are.
Right.
We just opened Charlotte's Web, which you're directing. so much for retiring.
Right. Did I say retire?
Yes, you did.
I meant rest. Yes. Charlotte's Web opened Friday night, and it was absolutely, you know, I can't even put into words to describe how talented these folks are. Unbelievable. I seen people laugh, cry, and everything at this show last night. It was awesome, and I'm so proud of them. I really am. I'm so proud of them. They listen to all the direction that, you know, I had given them, and they do it, and they do it well. And I'm very proud, and I'm proud to present it to our beach.
That's great. And the Colonial Beach Playhouse has been doing several plays now.
Yes.
Have you directed all of them? Or
no, I've been in all of them.
You've been in all of them, okay.
I've been in all of them. No, excuse me. I was not in Keys to Baltipap. I was not in that. I actually got to come and enjoy that play.
Okay. And I hear you've got some very young actors in this one as well.
We do. We have three, My Little Lamb, and Fernie, and Brianna, and then Wilbur, and he's just amazing. This young man will amaze you, okay, when you come to the play. And I'm not going to give you a whole lot of info. I need you to come. But you'll be amazed. I'm just going to leave it at that. It is a wonderful film, a wonderful play, whether you bring your kids or come by yourself or a group, you'll have a good time.
And I know that's playing at the Playhouse on Friday nights at 8, I think Saturday nights at 8, and Sunday
matinee
at 3.
3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's through August 25th.
All through August, yeah.
Right.
That's correct.
Wonderful. So much for retirement.
Right.
Do you like to keep busy, obviously.
And I also like to, you know, relax and enjoy the beach myself.
So do you get to relax?
I do. I do. I live right there on the water as well, and I get to enjoy that view and the people and whatnot. Sometimes, especially if I turn my phone off, I'm good for the whole day. I'm relaxed.
Good.
Very relaxed.
I mean, so many people have tell so many stories. I haven't interviewed a lot of people, but just talking to friends and neighbors about, you know, how they come to be in Colonial Beach and how they just, there's something about this town that makes them stay, you know, when they come to visit.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like when you started looking from Fredericksburg, looking a little further afield, mm-hmm. something grabbed you here.
Yes, I believe I was Lord directed because, you know, first of all, I like to make sure that my right foot don't leave ahead of what God wants me to do, plain and simple. I don't know if you're allowed to put that on the air or not, but that is my vision always. He guides my steps. And so anything I do is for His glory. I don't want to be thanked. It all belongs to Him. So I think I was God-led here. And I'm so glad because I love these little kids, okay? Riverwood kids, they love me. They know me. I love them. I've been doing it. I've watched them grow up.
Who are Riverwood kids?
They're my little kids that live over by the Riverwood Apartments.
Okay.
And over on 12th and 6th, and I have them living, they live all over actually, but I call them all my little Riverwood kids because I just do. I don't know. I think it was just
a little nickname. And every year in addition to doing the play now, at the same time, you're doing a fundraiser for Backpacks for Kids?
Yes. Yes, we are. We're trying to collect as many backpacks as we can to help families that have children. And you know what? I don't ask you for an income report. If you come to me and say, look, I could use some help, that's good enough for me. Because, you know, I was there. I was there. When you have to go and ask someone for help, well, there's a step right there. And, you know, if you're greedy, yes. And if you're greedy, well, God will deal with you. I don't have to. If you're going to come to ask me for help, and I do already have a list that these backpacks go to, and that's our CB kids that we take care of at Christmas. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a list, but every now and then we'll get somebody come up to me and say, I could really use some help this year. Not a problem.
Right.
Not a problem.
Right. So your door is open to everybody.
That's absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct.
And how does the backpack thing, which is going on now, just because maybe somebody is listening and is interested in finding out how they can help, what's the process? What are you looking for? I mean, backpacks, school supplies?
Right. Try and keep them non-gender. We'd like to make them neutral enough to be boy or girl. Every now and then you'll get them a little old lady or something, or myself, I'm a little old lady, that'll go out and see the cutest little mermaid backpack, so I'm going to get that, okay? And it's going to go to a little girl, and that's fine. That's fine. If that's what makes your heart happy, then that's fine. But most of the time, non-gender, filled with the supplies that the school requests, they're dropped off at...
Okay, so what you do is you go out and you buy a backpack and then you fill it with school supplies.
Correct.
And then you donate it.
That is correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, we get cash donations because people don't have time to do it. So we'll go ahead and do that. A lot of, I plan on the next couple of years to expand the backpack program to provide the kids with a new outfit to wear to school as well. Whether it's just a t-shirt or a pair of shoes, whatever, something new to put on as well as carrying their new backpack.
Because if kids can't afford a backpack and school supplies, maybe they can't afford
all the clothing.
Some nice new clothes that I, as I remember as a kid.
That's Mom, me too.
Mom took me to the store to get your outfits for the next school year every year.
And it's brutal because...
it was brutal, no.
Yeah, right?
Well, I hated
And kids are brutally honest. They're brutally honest. And they'll pick on people who are less fortunate, unfortunately. Yeah. Mm. That happens. And I'm sure parents aren't trying to raise their children that way. It's just the way, you know, that... sometimes it comes out with the kids.
Well, kids can be rough.
Yes.
I mean, kids don't think
they
about...
are with me. I know that. They're brutally honest. And so I love them because they are so honest.
Out of a the lot of them, babes, as
that's
they say.
Exactly correct. Rough. You can get rough. But they're all adorable. I really do. Each of them, as I speak, I have a few of them in my mind, you know, from our program that I really like to make sure is taken care of. And they lost parents. They don't have parents. And a lot of them only have one parent and whatnot. So, well, I could tell you a lot of stories that would make you cry. Because I don't, a lot of the times, people don't hear everything. You know, I don't put it out. Well, I guess I'm putting it out there now, aren't I?
Just a little bit.
Well, maybe I better not say anything. But it's, you know, it's a little behind the scenes that you don't get the recognition for that's being done.
Well, and, you know, just being there, especially for a kid, is probably the most important thing you do. It's, you know, the kid may not remember that you got them a new backpack, but they'll remember that you were there for them when they were down or you know, something like that. And it sounds like you spend an awful lot of time with these kids doing just that sort of thing.
Yep. I call them together every year. I see them at Easter because I bring them all Easter baskets. Whether I get help or not, I'll do it. Or I'll do an egg hunt or something for
the
kids.
So when you do one of these, you say bring them all together. Where does that happen?
That happens at Christmas time at the community center.
Oh, okay.
I bring all my kids I call them my kids, but they're not. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I bring all the kids together at the community center, and I have a huge, gigantic Christmas party for them.
So this is something you do in cooperation with the community foundation, the Colonial Beach Foundation? Or they just let you use the space, I guess.
Yes. Colonial Beach Foundation has been gracious and kind enough to donate the community center, and that's including the cleaning fees. They have taken that on themselves, which I couldn't be more grateful because our bank is very little. So I'm very grateful to them and their hearts for that. And the BAM Association, and they have reached out to help the CB kids as well. They donated $500 to the backpack program this year.
Wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful? So I'm just so, I can't be more thrilled how the hearts of people and how they want to help. It just really amazes me. So, you know, I can't take all the credit at all.
Well, this everybody. Town is full of a lot of really nice people willing to volunteer and give of themselves. A
lot of passionate people. Lots of passionate people here.
So if somebody did want to donate a backpack or even funds, where do they bring it? What do they do with it?
There's two locations. You can contact me. I'm pretty visible on Facebook, or PM me or whatever. And that's there's a drop-off point. And another one is at Caldwell Elite Bank Realtors.
Oh, Caldwell Elite. You're right. Yes.
They are collecting them as well for me. And any cash donations Eric Nelson would take for that.
He was my last interview. So
was he? Yes. I love him. I love him and Edward. I love them both. They reach out a lot. They help the community a lot. There's a lot of good people. I could sit here all day and name them all, but I just know you. You know them already, so you probably want to interview them yourself. So I won't say anymore.
Well, yeah, I hope to kind of work my way through the town and interview some people, because I have found certainly that this town is full of wonderful, giving people, and interesting people. People who've done. I mean. When you started describing your Cher show, and, you know, getting up in the makeup and doing all that sort of stuff, I'm just imagining, I'm thinking, you know, this is not something I ever would have thought of that you do. And so these conversations are about getting to know your neighbors a little bit better than maybe just the casual hello that you say at, you know, one of the local restaurants or bars or whatever, you know, and really, really digging in a little bit, because we're not in a noisy environment. We're in a nice, quiet, relaxed environment.
Yeah, I hit this town hard when I'm rolling in. Like, here she is. It's not so much looking like her as sounding like her. So I have to really go hard with the makeup and everything to get her appearance.
You don't, but do you lip sync?
No.
So you actually do a Cher impression?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my. Could you do a Cher impression?
You want me to sing a little tune?
Yeah.
I'll do a couple lines.
I think that would be great if you'd be willing. I know we're out.
Your whole neighborhood's gonna be like, "What's going on? Call the police!"
It's kind of funny because we've got people walking by on their way to the beach, and it's because it's a beautiful day out here and everything.
Well, a lot of town has already heard me, but I'll do a couple. I'll just do real quick. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
That's brilliant.
They sell love, won't pay the rent.
I got you, babe.
I got you. So I have a lot of fun with her now because I don't have to be that, get in her look. Because, you know, when you get on stage. Yes. And when you get on stage, you're being watched. Your every detail you have is being looked at. So you have to look and sound and do the whole bit. And so, that's off my plate. And now I can play around every now and then, and I'll pop up to a mic and do a couple bars of Turn Back Time and have fun with it.
And then the last thing I want to touch on, only because you mentioned it before we turned on the microphones, the mermaid thing.
Oh, boy.
Tell us about the mermaid thing.
Oh, come on now. You know I was born part mermaid.
Okay. and this is another fundraiser you do.
Yes. And if you need proof, ask my coach, Steve Swope. He'll let you know that I am part mermaid.
Okay. We've interviewed Coach as well.
He didn't mention me? Well,
no,
shame on
him. No, he didn't.
I'm going to have to get after him. But anyway, the mermaid thing is August 25th, and there we will take donations. There'll be three of us mermaids sitting there.
So where do you sit?
We're next to the beach shop.
Describe the scene.
Describe the scene.
So you're at the beach.
We're at the beach shop. Next to the beach shop, and we are in our skins and our tails.
So you got your tails, okay.
We have our tails and the whole mermaid look.
And you're just laying on
No, we have to have water. We have to have water.
So
we have a pool.
You have a pool. Okay.
We have a pool and a big, huge, gigantic seashell.
Okay.
We can sit on. As long as we have water on our skins, we're okay. We don't need it up top, but we do need it on our skins.
Right, to keep the...
We have to keep them moist.
To keep your fins moist.
Right. Or we'll be fish sticks.
So you sit out there... So you sit out there, what, all day on August 25th?
Yes, all day long.
Taking donations?
Yes. I could barely move last year after. My hair hurt last year after doing it.
Oh, my. So and the donations are for?
The CB Kids Christmas.
Okay. So this is, you use that money at Christmas time to buy the kids Christmas gifts?
No. If needed.
Okay.
Because sometimes families will come in at the last minute after all the donations, and I turn no one away.
Right.
Ever have turned a family away. Ever. Never. Even no matter how, and my coworkers will get so mad at me, but I'm like, we can't tell them no. So we'll take them and, you know, we go and get more stuff and, you know, and take care of that. And then if that's where the money's needed, but if not, we can buy things like the cake and the drinks and the food.
Oh, because you throw a party for
Yes.
Them.
Okay. Yes. Full blown.
Christmas
party. We got Santa there. We got elves. We have craft table. We have music. We have cakewalk.
Wonderful.
Yeah. We do it all for a party. It's a party. The kids do not leave empty-handed. And while they're at the party, the moms come to the back room and collect the bags of stuff that we got for them for Christmas without the kids ever knowing.
That's great. That's great. And I'm just so amused at the get-ups and lengths that you go to achieve these goals. Oh, there's somebody coming by and waving at us. There go the golf carts. Well, Cher, thank you for coming by the porch to chat with us and tell us about all these wonderful things that you're involved in. You're a perfect example of the kind of people that Colonial Beach has that just give of themselves and make this a better community. So
I'm one of many on this beach. I am only one of many.
Well, thankfully, we have more than one.
And I trust you. I don't even feel worthy enough to stand up next to them. I honestly don't. I really don't. They are amazing, the people that really step forward. They amaze me all the time. And I just don't even feel worthy to stand next to them.
Well, you're doing your bit. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate you. Bye, Beach. Love ya.